I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been a day of tributes for Nelson Mandela, South Africa's anti-apartheid icon and former president, turned 95 today. He's still in the hospital where he's been for over a month, getting treatment for a lung infection. Many South Africans celebrated Mandela's birthday by rolling up their sleeves and performing a good deed. The World's Anders Kelto reports from Cape Town.
At a high school on the outskirts of Cape Town, students started their day by dedicating a song to Nelson Mandela, or, as they call him, Madiba.
Oh, Madiba, Madiba.
Some of the students here at the Center of Science and Technology, a public high school in the low-income township of Khayelitsha, weren't even born when Mandela retired from public office. But Tandi, a 12th grader, said they all know what Mandela did for the country. And she said his sacrifices still inspire her.
He struggled for us to get this freedom. So in this day, we get to pay him back in a way that we help other people.
Students here join South Africans across the country in 67 minutes of community service. That's 1 minute for each year Mandela spent in prison or politics.
Collecting the papers and all the rubbish.
Outside the school, students walked through a large open field, picking up wrappers and plastic bottles. A junior named Nolu Tondo put trash into a garbage bag. Her friend, Wendy, said there's litter everywhere in this large urban township, where most people still live in shacks.
The municipality doesn't give dustbins or anything, so people just throw things anywhere they want.
Students were required to be here in the chilly breeze. Some said they probably wouldn't have shown up otherwise, but others said they were actually excited about the work and wanted to honor Madiba.
We're doing it for Utata Mandela. He's done so much for South Africa, and that's our way of saying thank you, giving back to the community.
That's Nolu Tondo, a junior at COSAT. She said she liked to think about Mandela and what he endured while she worked, because somehow it made him seem close.
I feel connected to him in a way. I just want to say thank you to him.
For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.